In today's gospel, Jesus turns to his disciples and say, "Who do you say that I am?" When I hear this gospel, I always think of the story that Bob Hope once told. Bob Hope had just finished doing a comedy benefit show at a nursing home. And at the end of the show, he walked up to a sweet little old lady and reached out his hand and said, "Hello, do you know who I am?" And the woman smiled and said, "I don't know, Sonny, but if you ask the nurse, she could tell you." Well, why did Jesus say this? Jesus obviously knew who he was. He's the Son of God. But he wanted to see what the crowds were thinking. What did the crowds think about him? And today Jesus did the first Gallup poll. And the answer was that 33% say you're John the Baptist, 33% say you're Elijah, and 33% say you're one of the prophets. They all got it wrong. And then Jesus turned to the disciples and said, "And who do you say that I am?" And they did not receive this answer. "Master, thou art the supreme eschatological manifestation of omnipotent ecclesiastical authority, the absolute divine sacerdotal monarch." They didn't get that answer. In fact, it was silence. Nobody said anything until one voice rang out. And that was the voice of our first pope, St. Peter. He's the one who was inspired by the Heavenly Father, filled by the Holy Spirit. And he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." See, only Peter got it right. Not because he was smart, but because he was given a gift by the Holy Spirit. Because here Peter was speaking as the head of the church, as the first pope, on an issue of faith or morals. And because of that, the Holy Spirit guaranteed that what he said at that moment would be true. We call this an exercise of papal infallibility, because Peter is speaking as the head of the church on an issue of faith and morals, and he's inspired and protected by the Holy Spirit not to teach error. And even Jesus says, "It was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, it was my Heavenly Father. And for my part I say, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." So we see that the crowd got it wrong. The secular society got it wrong. They thought Jesus was John the Baptist or Elijah or one of the prophets come back to life. So it's a good question. Where do we get our religious truth from? Who are we listening to? Are we getting our religious truth from the secular media, from the secular papers? Because we see that they got it wrong. And where does the truth come from? The truth comes from the Holy Spirit, who inspires the Pope to teach the truth on issues of faith and morals. So don't get your religious truth from the secular media. Get your religious truth from the Holy Spirit, from the church that inspires the Holy Father, the Pope, to teach correctly, always, on these issues of faith and morals. Now, later on in the Gospel, we see St. Peter acting without papal infallibility, giving his own private opinion, his own personal opinion. He takes Jesus aside, and here he's not speaking inspired by the Holy Spirit. He's not speaking as the head of the church. He's speaking as an individual, and we see the weakness of Peter. Jesus said, "I must go to Jerusalem and be killed, but I will be raised." And Peter pulls him inside and said, God forbid that you ever have to suffer. And what does Jesus do? He rebukes Peter. It says, get behind me, Satan. See, this is Peter without infallibility, without the Holy Spirit. Here he's speaking as an individual with his weakness. And he said, God forbid that you go to the cross. God forbid that you suffer and die. And Jesus rebukes him and said, stop thinking as human beings think and think like God thinks. It's a great quote. You are not thinking as God does, but you're thinking as human beings do. Do we ever do that? Do we ever fall into the trap? Think of any moral topic and think, what does God think about that? And then ask, what does modern society think about it? See, what does God think about abortion? What does God think about euthanasia? What does God think about contraception? See, you'll get one version from the secular paper, from the media. They have their own version. But is that where the truth lies? No. The truth lies in God, in His teaching that comes to us through the church, by the Holy Father, inspired by the Holy Spirit on issues of faith and morals. So it's a good question for us. Who do we listen to? Do we listen to the world? Because in today's gospel, the world got it wrong. But only one voice rang out with the truth. And that was the voice of our first pope, St. Peter. Because he was protected by the Holy Spirit when he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So that's what we should remind ourselves today in today's gospel. Whenever we have a decision to make, whenever we're thinking about a moral situation, ask ourselves, are we thinking as God thinks? Are we seeing things from God's point of view? Or are we thinking in a human way? So that's the question we should ask ourselves. Because the world will often get it wrong. But we're so blessed as Catholics to have the guarantee of the truth. And that truth comes to us from God, our Lord Jesus Christ, for the last 2,000 years through the Church. And that great gift of papal infallibility, where we know that what the Pope teaches on these issues of faith and morals when he speaks as the Pope to the whole Church is true. What a wonderful guarantee that is. We can have such peace of mind that we're not being led astray, but we are being taught the truth. God bless you.